The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Hi, everyone. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach from Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. Welcome back to our program from No Fault of Your Own. So glad that you're here. Excited to get on to more topics regarding personal injury and give you that insider's view, the view that you really don't have or don't get unless you're involved in this process. I've been doing it now for almost 34 years, and I can tell you that some of the things that I've been exposed to, they certainly don't teach you in law school. You learn a lot more by actually practicing law. As I've told you before, it's our goal to give you that insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other party. And in these areas that we'll be focusing on, we'll explore car accidents, tripping, falls, slip and falls, construction accidents, you know, falls from ladders, falls from height-related falls, things that can fall on you from height-related situations, different types of construction situations, medical malpractice, nursing home neglect, products liability, and the serious injuries that often occur. Through our journey together, hopefully we'll remove some of the mystery and uncertainty and help you feel both empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. And hopefully we can also have some fun in the show and also help you at the same time. That's really our goal. So in our last program, if you recall, we were discussing what's required in New York State in order to be able to bring a lawsuit against a negligent party for an automobile, truck, or a motor vehicle accident. And as I told you, there's a distinction in bringing an automobile case versus other types of cases, such as construction cases, such as medical malpractice, such as a trip and fall. And the distinction is that in New York, under the insurance law, specifically under 5102D, it requires you to prove and show that you've suffered a serious injury. So that in order to bring a claim against a third party, you have to show that that injury meets the definition and the requirements of the insurance law. Otherwise, you're limited to your medical benefits under your no fault and basic economic loss. So I told you that in New York, this is known as a no fault state. And the no fault statute deals with and refers to all of these issues. So what does that actually mean? Well, it means that your medical benefits and lost wages combined can be paid if you miss work for your injuries and if you have medical needs under the insurance policy of the vehicle that you're in at the time of the accident, whether or not you're at fault for the happening of the accident, up to $50,000 total. And at the same time, it requires, however, that in order to bring a claim for conscious pain and suffering and economic loss in excess of what no fault provides, you have to have a serious injury. And that's what is commonly known as the no fault threshold, the requirement that you have to meet in order to bring a claim against someone other than a claim other than as against just the medical benefits that you're going to get under the policy. And the issues that come up in this area are these different categories and these requirements. They're not so obvious sometimes. Some of them are obvious and some of them aren't obvious. And the categories that are required to be shown, approved, to meet the no-fault threshold, you have to prove one of these. So one of them is a fracture of a bone. And I say a fracture of a bone because it cannot be just a fracture of a tooth. And those cases have been brought, and the courts have held that that is not the fracture that the statute was talking about. So a fracture of a bone, and that's relatively easy to prove if you can show by medical proof that there was an X-ray or a CAT scan or possibly an MRI, and that there's a fracture of a bone, that by definition is a serious injury which allows you to pursue a claim in a case against a third party for negligence. The second category is what they call significant disfigurement. And what does that mean? Well, it means a disfigurement, a scar, a cut, a burn from an automobile accident. If it alters the person's natural appearance, and if a reasonable person viewing that condition would regard it as unattractive, objectionable, or an object of piteous scorn. So again, it's not that perfectly clear as to what that actually means. Now, obviously, if you looked at a person and that they had horrific scarring on their face, you probably would say, well, that's unattractive, so probably fits that category, or objectionable, or an object of piteous scorn. But at the same time, there are other not so obvious scars. But for as an example, a woman in particular who has a scar on the front of her face, on the bridge of her nose, that for her may be very unattractive. The real question becomes is, would it be unattractive to a reasonable person viewing that condition? And so each one of these cases have to be evaluated carefully and have to be looked at to see if it meets those categories. If you're just joining us, well, we're here on the show from no fault of your own, and we're talking about the most current updated issues and the issues that may not be so obvious to you if you've never been involved in this process regarding personal injury. My name is Kenneth Auerbach. I'm the law firm of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. We love to have you here, and we're just glad to have you here and just joining in us on this search for truth, for information, and to get through some of the mystery of this process. Now, continuing on, if we want to prove a serious injury, there are other categories. So we went through the first two categories. The first category, of course, was a fracture. The second category was significant disfigurement. The third category is a loss of a fetus. Literally, the loss of a fetus, a woman being pregnant, and as a result of this accident, there's a loss of a fetus. The fourth category is a permanent total loss of a use of a body organ, member, function, or system. And it means total. Not part, total. And so if a person, as an example, sadly is paralyzed in an accident, that certainly would be a total loss of use of a body function or system. But then there's other categories or there's other medical injuries that could fit into that, but it must be total, permanent total. The next category, which is a category that is oftentimes relied on, is permanent consequential limitation of a use of a body, organ, or a member. What does that mean? Well, it means that you have to show that it's of consequence, the injury. It's not just something that's minimal or slight or minor. And again, how is that proved? It's proved through medical evidence. It requires a person to make sure that they're taking care of themselves and going for medical appointments and going for the treatment and diagnoses. And we heard on our last show from Dr. Mendelson, he talked about that in the context of a person who has a mild traumatic brain injury or a brain injury. And, in the process of doing this, it's important, of course, that you have the ability to speak to an attorney and contact an attorney and speak to someone who really has an idea as to what they're doing in this area. You could certainly contact me, Ken Auerbach, at 631-654-4900. We could talk and we could chat. You can also get me on the web at www.myinjuryli.com or Google me at Ken Auerbach. That's A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, and I'll be glad to talk to you and we can go through it. So in this process here today, we're going to again try to work on learning together and getting information that really maybe is not readily accessible to the average person. We're really not interested in only doing a commercial of or for my firm. Obviously, I'd love to have you come to me and let me help you. It's my privilege. But I want to give you information. I want to empower you so that it's not such a mystery. Okay, we'll be back shortly after the break. And I'm going to have a wonderful guest. I think you'll love to hear from him and get some insider's information. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Auerbach from Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg. So glad to have you here with us and talk about the most current issues and the issues that really are involved within a personal injury action. Our show here is from No Fault of Your Own, and we're trying to give you an insider's view. If you need to get a hold of me and want to discuss any of these issues, please give me a call at 631-654-4900. You can get me on the web, www.myinjuryli.com, or Google me, Ken Auerbach. It's A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. I'd love to chat, love to get to know you, and love to be able to help you. So we're back. We were talking when we took the break about categories in order to prove a serious injury and the requirement that on an automobile accident, in order to make a recovery against a third party, you just can't bring any case. You have to have a case where someone's negligent to recover from pain and suffering of a serious injury. And we went through categories of a fracture of a bone, significant disfigurement, loss of fetus, permanent total loss of use of body organ or member or function, permanent consequential limitation of a use of a body organ or member. That's where we ended. And I said it can't be minimal. It can't be mild, minor, or slight. So could an injury, as an example, be consequential if it happens to one person versus another? So in one case, that person would have a serious injury. In another case, maybe not. And I would say absolutely 100% yes. Think of the example, if I'm a mechanic for an airlines and I suffered a torn tendon in my hand, which prevents me from using a wrench. Well, maybe doing a non-physical job, that wouldn't be serious. That wouldn't be of consequence. But me being the mechanic, if I can't do that job anymore, well, that's of consequence. So again, each and every situation has to be looked at. You have to provide that information to an attorney who's going to listen, evaluate, and see if it meets one of these categories. The last two categories, and then we'll move on to our guest, are significant limitation of a use of body function or system. It does not have to be a total loss, and it doesn't have to be permanent. And the very last one is a non-permanent medically determined injury that prevents substantially all of the material acts of a person from being able to be performed within the 90 out of the first 180 days immediately subsequent to the injury. And that's certainly a category that oftentimes we focus on, which really depends on the person. It really depends on the person. So the question is what acts are material to you? Are they substantially all of them? Does that mean that you can't be doing anything? And then if you are doing anything, that you can't satisfy the statute? No, it doesn't mean that at all. And again, that's why you really need to get to an attorney who's been doing this for a long time and is going to listen and go through the specifics, because the devil is in the details and making an assessment as to whether you have a viable claim. So as I said to you, really, it's our privilege today to have a guest. And our guest is someone who I've had the privilege of representing. His name is Gary, I've represented him not in one negligence matter, but for two separate motor vehicle accidents in which he was seriously hurt. Gary has been kind enough to join us so that he can share his experiences of actually going through this process of having a serious accident and suffering serious injuries, and his retaining my firm, going through this process, and from his point of view, from just a regular person's point of view, to try to get justice. Gary, I want to thank you today for agreeing to come onto the program and share with the listening audience your experiences of being seriously injured as a result of someone else's negligence and the legal process from your viewpoint and all and any experiences with myself, my law firm. Everything's on the table here, Gary. You don't have to hold anything back, good or bad, with the law firm of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. One of the things I want to let our listening audience know is that we discussed this ahead of time. Gary understands that typically, of course, we have an attorney-client privilege. I can't talk about things that he and I might have spoken about in the case of litigation or anything's privileged. But Gary's agreed to waive that and allow you to hear, you know, pretty much everything so that you can have the best insider's information that you can possibly have. We are very, very cautious about ethically making sure we do protect our clients' rights and their privilege. But Gary, in this case, has given us that great opportunity to kind of put everything on the table. Is that correct, Gary?
Yes, it is, Ken.
Okay, well, I want to welcome Gary to our show. Thank you so much for coming and taking the time here to listen for our listening audience and so that they can learn more about what it really is, this process, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. So, Gary, tell me originally, how did you come to be represented by my firm, Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg?
I originally came to you with an injury that I sustained from a car accident. And I was actually dealing with another law firm at the time, and I wasn't too happy with the way they were handling it, so I ended up coming to you.
Okay. And you indicated in this case, or in that case, that you weren't too happy with the other law firm. And, of course, we don't want you to say who that was.
Correct.
But what kinds of problems were you having as you were being represented?
Well, you know, like when you get into something like this, you know, you would hope that the law firm would – you know, guide you and, you know, be attentive to what you needed. And I just felt that the firm that I dealt with was not. And, you know, I would call. I wouldn't get a call back right away and things of that nature, which obviously did not experience with your firm.
Okay. Well, Gary, and the process of changing attorneys, what did that involve?
It was just a form that was filled out. It was pretty painless, seamless.
Okay. So that experience in terms of that part of it, going from one firm to the next, really was handled through the law firm. You just had to sign something. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Gary, let's talk about your accidents. The first accident that we represented you on that you said that originally you had gone to another law firm with, when did that occur? What year?
It was 2008.
Okay. And could you tell our listening audience the facts of how the accident happened?
Sure. So I was off that day and I was, you know, turning into my cul-de-sac. I was stopped on a main road where there's traffic coming, you know, the opposite way. I was making a left and I was rear-ended by an unlicensed driver.
Okay. So at the time that the collision actually occurred, your vehicle was stopped. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what type of vehicle were you driving, just in general?
I was driving one of those Scion XBs. It's like a toaster with wheels.
Okay. It's a good explanation.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the actual accident happened, as you were stopped, did you ever see the other vehicle before that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And how was it that you had seen the other vehicle? I know sometimes people see the other vehicle if they stop. Sometimes they don't.
I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw a white pickup truck coming at a very high rate of speed.
Okay. And I assume at that point you were stopped facing oncoming traffic. Is that correct?
Correct.
So you had to just stay there as you see this vehicle coming on and approaching. I'm sure that was a scary situation, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did the other vehicle hit you?
Yes, it did.
And tell the, you know, audience, listening audience, what kind of damage did you suffer in your vehicle?
The rear of the vehicle was pushed towards the back seat of the front seat, there's like a spare in the trunk, which was like flattened to like nothing.
Wow. That must have been some hit.
Yeah.
So literally the back of the vehicle, the back of your car was pushed so that it was basically almost up to the back of your front seat.
Correct.
I actually saw those, you know, the pictures, obviously, Gary, and,
right.
We were on trial, which is amazing. Honestly, it's amazing you walked away from it. Thank God you did.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us now, this is Ken Auerbach from the law firm McCarty, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. You're listening to From No Fault of Your Own. And we're dealing with the most interesting, updated, and important issues involving being represented and being involved in a personal injury matter. You can get us on the web at www.myinjuryli.com. On the phone, you can get us at 631-654-4900 or just Google Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. We'll see you on the other side with our outstanding guest, Gary. Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Welcome back to our program today. It's exciting to be here with you. This is Ken Auerbach of the law firm McCarty, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg on From No Fault of Your Own as we explore the most important issues involving personal injury. And part of exploring is we do that through guests, you know. And on our last show, we had Dr. Fred Mendelson, an amazing neurologist. Today, we actually have an actual client of my office. A person who I had the privilege of representing through two serious motor vehicle collisions. And we really want you, as you listen to this show, we want to provide you with information that you're not just going to typically get if you're watching TV or listen to a radio commercial where someone's just trying to sell you, all right? The idea here is to give you information and empower you. If you need to get a hold of me, you know, call me at 631-654-4900. You could Google my name, Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, or go on the web, www.myinjuryli.com, and love to chat with you. Well, we're back here with my guest, Gary Cotugno, and we started talking about, again, his involvement in his accident. He said it was in 2008. And had a horrific accident where his vehicle was hit so hard that the back of it literally almost wound up in the front seat. We're really glad, Gary, of course, to have you here. And as bad as that accident was, obviously we realize it could have been worse. So the damage to your vehicle as a result of that terrible accident, how much damage was there?
It was totaled.
Okay, you would think so, right? When the back of the car is almost in the front.
Yeah.
Did you have your seatbelt on at the time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right. I tell everybody, and I can't emphasize it enough, how critical it is to be wearing your seatbelt. I've heard from people who say, and you know, we've all thought about this, well, I'm just going down the block. I'm just going down around the corner. And they've actually had studies done which show that most of the accidents happen within a short distance from your home. And Gary, in this case,
yep.
You said that you were literally turning onto your cul-de-sac when you got hammered, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so from where the accident happened to where your driveway was, how far would that have been approximately?
Walking distance.
Okay. So again, if you would have taken the position on that day, well, I'm just going for a short drive, or, you know, I'm close to home and not had that seatbelt on, okay, you literally could have been thrown right through that front windshield.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, again, encourage everybody here. Our goal here is to keep you safe. Our goal is to keep you safe. In the event, of course, that you have a situation and, you know, you are injured, we want to help you. We want to be your point of contact. We want to be the people that you most trust. And we want to take the time to educate you. But at the same time, I want to, throughout this program, give you tips to avoid, by God's grace, being in the situation where you are seriously hurt. And wearing a seatbelt is critical. Now, in this case, Gary, you were hit from the rear. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, therefore, your airbags did not deploy. Am I correct?
They did not.
Okay. A lot of people don't realize that airbags on the front are, if in fact there's a front impact. In this case, there wasn't. Correct?
Correct.
Now, sometimes there's a vehicle in front of you, so you can get hit from the rear and then impact in the front also, and they could deploy. But in this case, there was nobody in front of you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the other vehicle that you were hit by, what type of vehicle was that?
It's a Ford Ranger pickup.
Okay. After it hit you, the other vehicle, because, I mean, this had to be a horrific, horrific hit. What happened to it?
It was turned on its side.
So it literally hit you so hard that it rolled onto its side.
I think they were trying to avoid me. And they couldn't, and I guess they tried to turn it, but there was oncoming traffic. That's what I was told.
And who was driving this other vehicle? Not the name of the person, but, you know.
An unlicensed driver.
Okay. That's another problem that we run into, right? We run into a situation where people are on the road, they're not skilled in driving, or they haven't been trained in driving, and they're unlicensed. Now, what you should know, too, is even though they're unlicensed, that, A, doesn't mean, of course, that doesn't prevent you from bringing a claim against that unlicensed person. The insurance on the vehicle follows the vehicle. So even if that person is unlicensed, that does not mean that you cannot bring a claim. At the same time, and it's hard to believe, but this is true, and I have had clients look at me strangely, thinking, do you really know what you're talking about? The fact that someone is actually unlicensed is not admissible in the state of New York at trial. And I think, Gary, I made you aware of that, right, when we were doing the case?
Correct.
Did that kind of surprise you?
Yes.
Okay. So, but that's what the law is. Now, it doesn't mean that I can't go into experience as far as the person driving, but I can't ask the question, were you licensed on the date that the actual collision took place? So it's one of those, strange differences between what you think should be and what actually is, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Gary, before this day in 2008, had you ever been involved in an accident? Were you injured?
No.
Okay. So you might have been one of those people, right, that maybe heard of other people having accidents and saying, did they really get hurt, right? And I have a lot of people saying that to me. It's the first time they've ever been hurt. And they were a little skeptical beforehand, saying, well, how is my back hurt so bad? How does my neck hurt so bad? And I said, you know, it's really easy to judge something when you haven't experienced it yourself. And in this case, I'm sure that sort of opened your eyes to the fact that a person can be in an accident and really get seriously hurt. Fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. And now, at the scene of the collision, Gary, were you in pain at the scene?
I think I was more in shock than anything at the time.
Okay, and that's not unusual either. Sometimes what happens is medically, sometimes your body hasn't started to swell. Okay, and pain is actually what? Pain is the warning that there's a problem. Okay, it's a warning. Hey, you have a problem here. You need to deal with it. Okay, that your body is not functioning at top shape right now because something is interfered with it. And so in your case, when you were in shock, did you call the police? What did you do?
Actually, the eyewitnesses on the scene called the police.
Interesting. So there were actually witnesses that saw this whole event?
Yes.
Okay. Did they come up to you? Did they talk to you?
Yes, they did.
You know, you're very fortunate, actually, because one of the things that happens on these cases, and I've had cases, you could have them involved in all different scenarios, and we've talked about it on the show. It's not sometimes just as simple as a rear-end collision. Sometimes it's someone at a red light. Who had the red light? Who had the green light? Someone who made a turn in front of somebody. It's someone that suddenly turned in front of another vehicle. And I can tell you that a witness is critical in terms of trying to get to the truth. And a lot of times what happens is we don't have those witnesses, or the witness decides, you know what, it's obvious what happened, everyone's going to know. Do not, I ask you, I implore anybody out there, please don't ever just assume that someone else is either going to do it or that it's obvious. People's memories seem to change after the fact, you know, I'll say it as nicely as I can. They seem to have selective amnesia, and they'll remember what they want to remember. So now a vehicle that may have caused the accident, all of a sudden now they start changing their tune. And if you leave that scene, it's almost impossible. It's not like TV, you know, they're going to track it down. Someone else has your license plate or something. It's almost impossible to track that witness down. So folks, please do each other a favor. Even if you can't stay there, you got to get to work, just give the name, your telephone number, so that you can be reached, so that the police could contact you to find out what happened, how it happened, and so that there can be justice here. Folks, you've been listening to Ken and Auerbach here. We're on our show from No Fault of Your Own. Just love to have you here. You can contact me at www.myinjuryli.com. Also, you can call us 631-654-4900 or Google me at Ken Auerbach, AUERBACH. We're going to be back again with my guest, Gary Cattugno. It's just been such a privilege to have Gary here and have him back. Thank you. Welcome back to our show from No Fault of Your Own. It's Ken Auerbach from the law firm of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. And we're just so fortunate to have Gary Cattugno here, who was willing to talk about his experiences and being involved in an automobile collision and being represented and going through this process of trying to get justice. What I'd like to also tell you at this time is that I've had the good fortune, actually, of working separately after Gary, at some point, of course, was my client over the years, but he's been in an industry of IT, copy machines, business equipment, and I got to tell you, he works for the most amazing company, and I've had the opportunity to work along with them. This is Atlantic Tomorrow's office. Like many of the finest leading business solutions and IT management companies, Atlantic Tomorrow's office promises to provide businesses of all sizes really that technical support needed to efficiently and cost-effectively operate their business. Unlike their competitors, and I can tell you this firsthand, Atlantic Tomorrow's office understands that businesses need to continually evolve to remain competitive. My law firm actually has leased several copy machines for ourselves, and hands down, best price, best equipment, best service. We work with other companies over the years, would never ever go to anybody else, and no one comes close to them, really just doesn't come close to them. And if you have a small or a large business looking to grow and expand or simply become more efficient, please contact them, go to them. You can partner with them with the leading technology and them as a provider. They will allow you to run your business and run it efficiently and well. Please visit tomorrowsoffice.com. That's tomorrowsoffice.com. Tell them Gary Cattugno sent you. And as we know today, the sudden shift to remote workforce requires new tools, new resources, new thinking. The Atlantic provides a full complement of all these business needs. Again, I just urge you, if you're looking for an amazing company, visit tomorrowsoffice.com. That's tomorrowsoffice.com. Tell them Gary Cattugno sent you. Gary, again, thanks for staying here for this last part of the show. I think it's great that people could actually hear somebody who's experienced really the whole process. And I tell people what you think the process is and what it is oftentimes different. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And, you know, with regard to, again, Gary, what happened to you, you told us that, you know, you were in this horrific accident. You got rear-ended. The police came to the scene?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And did the police ask you if you, you know, wanted to go to a hospital?
Yes, and in hindsight, I should have went.
What did you say to them at the time?
I told them, you know, I think I'm just a little shooken up. I'm okay. I'm going to go home, you know, take a shower, go in the hot tub, and, you know, see how it goes.
All right. Now, you know, that's really not that unusual. That happens a lot with people. And again, I tell everybody, you know, don't be a hero. If you're feeling banged up, why not get checked out? Okay? Certainly, if you don't feel anything and you have no injuries and nothing, then, of course, you don't want to go to a hospital or a medical facility. But if you're feeling it, go. Get checked out. You know, do what's good for you. And you also did the other good thing was you made sure that the police came to the scene. And again, I tell people it's a mistake not to take the time. You know, call law enforcement. They're great. They'll come out. They'll take the information down and let them take the information down. Now it's in one place because people's memories and the way they recall something seem to be most accurate when it just happened. And so you did one really good thing. You went ahead and you made sure the police came to the scene and you reported it. And you gave yourself an opportunity in this case to have the facts, the true facts, really recorded. And I really tell people to do that. And please, please do that. You know, take the time. It's okay. If it's a few minutes, you run a few minutes late, you call the office, you tell them, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Anybody who's reasonable is going to recognize if you're in some type of a collision or an accident that you really need to get the police there. Now, in your case, you said, Gary, you didn't go to the hospital, and that happens. I've seen it many times. Again, it doesn't mean you can't be seriously hurt because you didn't go to the hospital. You know, sometimes the insurance companies want to sort of point to that. I think nowadays it's a little less important because, you know, people realize that, you know, sometimes you want to just kind of look at the situation. You don't know what's happening. You know, you're not trying to create something. And I know that's what you said you did. I think you said you got home. And what'd you do when you got home after you were hurt?
Got home, took a shower, jumped in a hot tub, and then, you know, just laid in bed. And
At some point, did you actually go to a medical facility?
When I woke up the next morning.
Okay. And when you woke up the next morning, what were you feeling?
It was very, very painful. I had like a feeling of like a crown of thorns around my head. Neck hurted, body hurted, back, everything, yeah.
Okay. And so then you went to the hospital?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And at the hospital, did you tell them what your complaints were and explain to what was going on?
Yes.
What was your problem? What were the injuries that were bothering you at the time?
Like I said, head had like a crown of thorns on it, a little bit of eye pain, neck, back, legs, body, you know, just a lot of pain.
Now, I know from representing you that you were diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. And also, ultimately, at some point, it was determined that you had serious injuries to your back. You had herniations in your back and your neck. And, you know, other shows will talk about that. But those kinds of things were the things that ultimately you had to treat for. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you went through a process, of course. You had to get your medical bills paid, correct?
Yes.
And how was that paid?
Thank God, through the no fault.
Okay. Again, that's what we've been talking about. Remember, whether you're at fault or not, whether you have a serious injury or not, and obviously at the beginning, Gary didn't know whether it was a serious injury or not. He made sure to go ahead and contact the insurance company, and you have to do it timely, promptly, as soon as reasonably practicable. And Gary did that. He got a no fault claim number. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that your insurance company paid those medical bills for some period of time when they were submitted by the medical providers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So again, he did what he should do, and he went through that process. He reported the accident. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell clients, and I discussed it with Gary also at some point, is the requirement in most circumstances, actually, you got to file a no-fault application within 30 days of the date of the injury, or you will not get your medicals paid. And Gary, you recall when we went over that?
Yes.
Okay. And I tell people, very, very important. So the reality is it's important because you need to do it to get better. And no one's going to tell you to do that. No one's going to inform you. Maybe you'll get a form in the mail. But again, you need probably to speak to an attorney, someone that does this, to make sure that you're doing what you have to do by yourself. Gary, we could go on and on and on and on, but why don't you just tell me, you know, and I know you had a second accident, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we represented you on that. Why don't you just tell me, Gary, and that was with different injuries. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that had to do with your shoulder. I think you had a tear in your shoulder and your bicep, correct?
Correct.
And you had some worsening of your back. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Gary, why don't you just tell us, just finish up and tell our listening audience, okay, what's the most important thing that they can do in going through this process and choosing an attorney where they suffer an injury from someone's negligence?
From my experience, the most important thing is the law firm that you choose. You have to feel comfortable with them. You have to be able to know that they're going to represent you and handle you well.
Okay. And what do you feel of your experience with Cartier Bernstein Auerbach Steinberg?
Phenomenal. Great.
Okay. All right. And we had communication, right?
Very much so, yes.
You could call me on my cell phone even, right?
Yep.
You know, again, Gary, it really has been a privilege representing you, knowing you, and getting you justice. Do you think that we got you justice, Gary?
Absolutely, and it's a privilege knowing you and dealing with your law firm, Ken. Thank you.
This has been Cartier Bernstein Auerbach and Steinberg, Ken Auerbach. Please call us 631-654-4900, on the web www.myinjuryli.com or Ken Auerbach. Google me, Ken Auerbach, AUERBACH. It's been great. Be well, be safe. Give us a call.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.